Good afternoon, Cell Group. Welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. Very, very short one from Mark, just three verses in his first chapter, verses 12 to 15. Just before we get into the text, it's interesting to note that during this season of Lent, we have two Gospels from Mark on the first Sunday and the second Sunday. And then on the third, fourth and fifth, we have Gospels from John. And none of these are continuous, so we've got used to in these considerations to see the movement of a gospel through various subjects. But the subject in this occasion is the subject of Lent and repentance and the story of Jesus. Now, this short gospel talks about the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness. Some translations include the word immediately, which is very, very characteristic of Mark, as we've said before. And the fact that the Spirit drove Jesus, compelled him, shows his humanity as well as his divinity, but certainly his humanity, that the Spirit is provoking him and leading him, throwing him out, I think is a crude translation of drove into the wilderness. Now, having had the privilege of being in the Holy Land November a year ago, you can stand in Jerusalem and look out at this wilderness. It's just the rest of the country, a desert country, except where the Jordan River flows and except where the Sea of Galilee is. But the rest of the country is very, very stony, rocky, hot. It's high up, and it gradually loses altitude as you come near to the Sea of Galilee. So he hadn't far to go from Nazareth into this desert, or where he was with John, maybe beside the River Jordan. He didn't have far to go to get to the wilderness. And he remained there for 40 days. And this 40 days has a resonance with the 40 days that Israel spent going a few hundred miles through the desert to the promised land, the 40 years. And there he was tempted by Satan. Now, Luke and Matthew go into more detail about those temptations, but Mark's, being the first gospel, very, very short, very concise, and this sense of haste all the way through it. He doesn't go into detail about the temptations, but he was tempted by Satan. You could also say that in Mark's gospel, there are more references to Jesus in conflict with the devil and casting out devils, and devils dialoguing with him and him giving them commands. But this is the way he covers the temptation of Jesus in the desert. He was with the wild beasts. Worth noting as well, vulnerable wild beasts, the risk of being with wild beasts. It wasn't a comfortable place to be. It wasn't an easy place to be. And then some easement, the angels looked after him. The presence of God was with him during his time of temptation, during his time struggle with the devil. So that's one, two verses there, but that's one story in this short extract. Now the other story starts off with after John had been arrested. So Jesus doesn't start until John is arrested. This gives Jesus clearance to start his mission. So he went into Galilee. So leaving the desert, he goes into this place that is fertile, that is surrounded by small fishing villages, and life is busy. It's also populated by all sorts of different people, not just Jewish people, but people from other countries, as the country of Israel narrows and is contingent with Jordan and Syria. So he goes into this area of Galilee, and there he proclaims the good news from God. So you have a few big words there, proclaimed. That's that kerygma word that we've already come across. Effective proclamation of the gospel, the good news, literally, the euangelion from God. The time has come, not the time on the clock, but this moment of God's goodness, God's grace, God's intentions, God's intervention with people. So the time has come, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent, in this translation. Scholars would say that this isn't a great translation of the word. Convert, be converted, is better. Turn, live a new life. Repent and believe in the good news. Be converted and believe in the good news, the euangelion. So, very, very short. And there are some questions for you to share with each other. First one, we're at a major turning point in the life of Jesus when he's about to start his public ministry. Mark tells us that this was preceded by a deep inner struggle when his resolve to take on his God-given mission was tested. Recall important decisions in your life. Were they accompanied by a struggle and doubt? Who were the angels who supported you at that time? And the second and last one. Convert and believe in the good news was the heart of the message of Jesus. It was not a call to do penance, but to change of heart, a change of attitude, leading to a change of behaviour. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of right relationships with God, with one another, and with creation, with ourselves. It is a change that leads to a fuller life. When have you found that a change in your attitude towards God, others, yourself, or the world around you has led you to a more fulfilled or a more fruitful life? So God bless your work as you consider these words of Scripture. May God be in your heart and in your words.